voice was overdubbed by Mel Brooks.
Oh, was it? But it's funny you should say that. Every time I see it, I think that's not his voice. You know?
Mel Brooks was the only one who
spoiled it for me until now. I shall enjoy the film.
We've kept the goodies till last, the best till last. But, briefly, how did the series The Goodies come about?
Roughly speaking, very roughly speaking and rapidly speaking, I mean, we had worked in various shows for the BBC. You know, it's a bit like Rock Family Trees. I think they did a comedy family tree, you know, where somebody crosses over into...
Oh, and it becomes very complicated looking.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
set of octopuses, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's like you know, the lead guitar player goes and plays with him and the city comes over. And there was a lot of that going on, so it involved several other shows.
But essentially, it came out of the footlights in your huge success, both global success with the Cambridge Circus.
Well, yes.
And then people picking that up and wanting to put it on TV.
Yeah, but they put lots of other things which weren't very good on, of course. That was our fault, though. But yes, they moved straight from university. This is there's an incentive for any young people here who are wondering whether she goes to university. Go to university and become John Cleese. That's what you do. You probably bloody can these days, that's the thing. You can read anything these days, can't you? You virtually any subjects, I'm sure there must be. I'm doing my degree in silly comedy.
John Cleese studies, yes.
Yeah.
So was it the BBC's idea or was it yours?
No, the BBC didn't have ideas. You know better than that. They are there to make your wages smaller and eventually fire you. That's their job. No, in fact, Tim and Graham had a show called Broaden Your Mind, which had been going for a couple of series, and I think I'd come in and do a few little songs, context, and then the BBC person actually who deserves credit was, I think it was Michael Mills, who was the head of comedy in those days, and got us in, and he said, well, we're thinking of doing another series, and much credit to these young gentlemen, who were both in, and they said, no, we don't want to do that, we're going to try and do something new, and basically we just started, I don't know whether we shared the onus of doing this, just said, you know, well, we're going to do something where there's these three people who do funny things. You know, we do anything, anytime, but in a funny way. And he said, sounds like the sort of idea I get all the time, but presumably you're going to do something different with it. Have a series. That wouldn't happen nowadays.
I was going to say, you would never get a commission like that.
No,
you'd be expected to make several pilots, and then they'd be shown to focus groups and thrown out.
I don't think we'd have got through the door.
Oh, that story, isn't it? It's a sign of the time. But then you did, thanks to Michael Mills and others, and it did happen. Well, just remind us what your three characters were.
What are they? One of them's a professor, professorial, very clever, and so on and so forth. Probably doesn't have a very interesting sex life, but capable of making strange monsters, and therefore probably could have an interesting sex life. That was Graham. Tim was the posh one, who denies that completely, but we based it to a little bit on the fact that Dean actually was the only one of the three of us who had a suit, I think, at that time. So he was the patriotic one, as it were, as well. And I was, I suppose, sort of hippie-ish or something, whatever the equivalent was in those days. It was a drug reference. I mean, the first one, it's quite alarming, really, when we sort of think back on it. I used to have little sherbet things, and if I basically sniffed sherbet, or well, I sucked sherbet, but you know, it was cocaine, wasn't it? I mean, be honest.
What, sherbet?
It wasn't really, but I mean, that's what the reference was, wasn't
it?
Well, of course it was, just try a bit of sherbet. Oh, that's fantastic. And then I would have visions of. It's true, no.
And how close
not during the show, just afterwards. But that is true.
How close were those characters you were playing to the real
I shall allow the people concerned to decide that, Graham. How close was that character to yourself?
It was miles away.